Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin risky support as trader says Bitcoin price bottomed at 17,600. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, we are into November 2018, February 2019 period. Currently, most likely 2023 will be the markup year towards 40 to 48,000 before a new bull season starts in 2024. Ultimately, these prices are incredible to accumulate on for Bitcoin. And quoting material indicators, we are already seeing an uptick in Bitcoin volatility. Fire charts also show an increase in bid volume and whale activity. And quoting Crypto Callio, in my opinion, we've already seen that major breakdown. We're in the accumulation phase. The markup will catch everyone off guard. And Plan B updates us here. Bitcoin 5 months at $20,000. And he shares with us the stock to flow chart. And also Vandepop points out here some breaking news. BNY Mellon, a 47 trillion banking corporation, will offer Bitcoin custody services to clients. And Fidelity also starts adoption towards crypto, another multi-trillion dollar asset manager. The fundamental growth is still there. Price will follow soon. Accumulate. And more breaking news. Google taps Coinbase to bring crypto payments to cloud services. That's right. Google says early next year, users will be able to pay for cloud services using cryptos like Bitcoin and Ethereum via Coinbase. Also in today's show, bottom formation. Is it in play? Well, Glassnode looks at the state of Bitcoin as whales accumulate over $300 million in BTC. Quoting them here, from January 2017 to now, the whale cost basis is currently around $15,800. Also in today's show, trader flips bullish on XRP and one additional altcoin and says economic data this week to spark crypto market shift. That's right. Also in today's show, hedge fund veteran Mark Yusko doubles down on his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction despite the current steep correction. I'll be breaking this down for you. Quoting him here, every halving we had a zero. First halving was 10 bucks. Second halving was 100 bucks. Third halving was $1,000 and fourth halving was $10,000. So that means the next halving is $100,000. Also in today's show, Bitcoin en route to 40x gains, according to analysts who called the May 2021 Bitcoin collapse. We're talking about Dave the Wave, who shares this chart and shares. How about a Bitcoin 40x beats a 10x buy? And in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin price surpassing that $800,000 mark at approximately the equivalent to the market cap of gold, which would be between $10 to $15 trillion. I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin hovering at around 19,000 at the time of this live stream. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
JV here. Again, welcome to episode number 1071 of the Crypto News Alerts Pod. As always, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right into the markets. As you can see, the overall crypto market, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. We got Bitcoin down 1.5%, trading just above 19,000, barely holding on. We've already broken below 19,000 here this morning. We have Ether down 2%, trading just under $1,300. Binance Coin correcting down 1%, trading at $271. XRP down almost 5%, trading back under 50 cents. We have Cardano, Solana, Polkadot, and as you can see, all the major cryptos currently correcting and in the red. And checking out the crypto market cap, let's get a refresh for the latest data. Again, this is live and in real time. If you appreciate this live stream, let me know in the comments below. We're currently hovering at about $1,915 billion, with the market cap steadily declining. And we have the 24-hour volume at about 55 billion. Again, this is very low volume for the crypto market. The Bitcoin dominance is pretty stable with yesterday at 39.7%, with the Ether dominance at 17.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 24 hours, we have Terra Classic USD leading the pack as it did yesterday, up another 36.5% for the day, trading at 5.6 cents, followed by HODL token up 6%, trading at $5.30, followed by Maker up almost 4%, trading at around $960. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see HT, which I believe is Helium, up about 30%. We got Casper up 16%. We have Quant up 9% and Maker up 11%, with the biggest loser for the week, Ethereum Wrap, down about 26%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated at 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was extreme fear, and last week, extreme fear, and last month, we were barely in fear, but leaning towards extreme fear. So as you can see, we have been stuck in extreme fear and fear for several months, which is a very long time, most of 2022. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. So there you have it. I mean, very interesting times in crypto. Sub $19,000 Bitcoin is a steal for accumulation if you're going to be hodling the king crypto for the long haul. So I just want to point that out. And now let's actually dive right into some Bitcoin technical analysis and share what's going on in the market right now from a technical perspective. I got some good insights to share with you. Bitcoin wick below 19,000 this morning as crucial support saw its first test in a week. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View track Bitcoin as it saw local lows of 18,900 on Bitstamp, and a subsequent rebound saw the $19,000 price return to remain unchallenged in the 6 hours since. And we're currently hovering just at around that mark at the time of this recording. Now, quoting Material Indicators right here, he says we are already seeing an uptick in Bitcoin volatility, and also notes that the fire charts show an increase in bid volume as well as well activity, and an additional print of the Bitcoin order book showing an additional support between 19,000 and 19,200, positions which prove unreliable given the price action thereafter. And for popular crypto analyst Crypto Tony, quoting him here, I won't become even slightly bullish until we see a solid break of the downtrending trend line, he told Twitter followers. And also, every little bump most gets overly bullish. Not a good sign, in my opinion. Shorts are a priority right now. Let me know if you agree with Crypto Tony, or if you're more leaning towards crypto analyst Mikhail Vinay Pop, who thinks things are more bullish right now. And now let's discuss the faith in June lows remains, with general consensus favoring a fresh drawdown. Those who believe that Bitcoin's latest macro bottom, the 17,600 reversal in June, would endure were few and far in between. Among them was popular trader Crypto Callio, who argued that the market was already in a Wyckoff style accumulation phase, which follows the bottom. And as such, those calling for Q4 2022 to mirror the 2018 bear market bottom sequence would be disappointed. Quoting him here, I'm seeing more 2018 bear market fractal comparisons being used for this range. I am really not a fan of this idea at all. In my opinion, we have already seen that major breakdown. We're in the accumulation phase. The markup will catch everyone off guard. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And are you currently more bullish or bearish on the King Crypto right now? Let me know in the comments below. I want to welcome everyone just tuning in. J-Dub the Laker in the mother freaking house. We got Frank Ver says, smash that like button, folks. Greatly appreciate it. Always a pleasure to see you, bro. We got ESP says, we are so lucky to be here in the space every HODL BTC. And Ellen says, we will be getting a flip soon once it's released and we'll be able to buy from everywhere. I think she meant to say hype. We're going to be getting hype soon. Yeah, absolutely. Interoperability, one word, Frank says. Dow Hank says, smash that like button. So just want to say once again, I appreciate broken. There you go. Thanks for the clarification. Ellen says, 17.5 is Bitcoin's bottom, not anything lower. Otherwise, the market is broken. So we definitely have a divide. I mean, many of you believe that the bottom is currently in, and the other believe that we have much lower to go. So we'll see how things play out here as things continue. But with that being shared, let's break down our next story of the day and discuss some Google and Coinbase partnership, which is one of the breaking stories out there. Google announced a new deal with Coinbase, which will allow a select set of customers to pay for its iCloud services using digital currencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and this will take effect early next year, which is right around the corner. According to CNBC on October 11th, the tech giant also plans to explore using Coinbase Prime, which is a custodial service for storing and trading cryptocurrencies. In return, Coinbase announced it'll move some of its data-related apps, which were initially stored using Amazon Web Services, over to Google's cloud. And their vice president and general manager of head of platform at Google Cloud said on the onset that crypto payments will be accepted only from a select group of clients already active in Web3 via the Coinbase commerce integration, and further stated over time, the service will be offered to more of its customers. So it seems it's going to roll out to a select few of people and then eventually to everyone using their services. Now, Coinbase Commerce currently facilitates payments with 10 cryptos, including Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dogecoin. Well, there you have it. Dogecoin has a use case with Google. Go figure. Ether and Litecoin. Now, the vice president of business development of Coinbase, Jim Middle, said conversations with Google about payments, its Prime service, and cloud usage have been in works for months. That's right. They've been talking about this behind the scenes for a long time. Details of the deal remain undisclosed to the public. However, Coinbase will take a percentage of those transactions that it facilitates. And as with other Coinbase commerce deals, this development comes after another recent Web3 partnership involving Google Cloud Services and Near Protocol. On October 4th, the announcement from the Near Foundation revealed that Google Cloud will offer technical support to Near grant recipients. And in September, Binance Chain also revealed the collaboration with Google Cloud to offer builders and the ecosystem access to its cloud services. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this Google partnership with Coinbase? Let me know in the comments right down below. Obviously, this can only help usher in more mass crypto adoption as all the major companies around the world, including tech giants like Google, are embracing the King Crypto and top cryptocurrencies, which I think is pretty cool. And now let's break down our next story of the day and let's discuss some Bitcoin whales of what's going on in the market as per Glassnode Analytics, one of my favorite analytics platform, them and Santiment. Now, several metrics indicate that Bitcoin could be establishing a bear market floor, according to leading crypto analytics firm Glassnode. Glassnode notes in a new analysis that Bitcoin's accumulation trend score has displayed a series of consecutive events similar to the 2018-2019 bear market. The accumulation trend score shows the aggregated balance change intensity of active investors in the past months. Quoting the analytics platform here, throughout the capitulation in early 2022, the accumulation trend score indicates significant accumulation by large entities has taken place, as well as the seizure of the recent bear market rally to 24,500 for exit liquidity. And at present, this metric suggests an equilibrium, which means neutral, structure in the market, which remains similar to early 2019, which they share here in this chart, which shows you the accumulation of Bitcoin trend score using the 7-day moving average. And Glassnode also noted there has been an uptick in net Bitcoin whale withdrawals over the past few weeks. Exchanges have recently registered outflows of 15,700 BTC worth over $300 million, which is the largest net whale withdrawal since June, which is important to point out, which you can see here in this chart. Whale deposits and withdrawal volumes from the exchanges, you can see the uptick in whale withdrawals at 17,900 BTC. Now, the analytics firm also calculated the cost basis prices for active whales, which it says is a psychologically important level to large investors, quoting them here, a very important data set they share. By price stamping the deposits and withdrawal volumes of the whale cohort, which is 1,000+ BTC to and from exchanges, we can estimate that the average price of whale deposits and withdrawals since January of 2017, this whale cost basis is currently at around $15,800, which you can see in this chart. How many of you believe that we can hit a potential low of that whale mark activity volume at that $15,800 level? Let me know in the comments below. Now, the analytics firm concludes its report by saying that the King Crypto appears to be in the process of printing a bear market bottom. So they're saying that they don't believe that the bottom is in yet, but we are very close, quoting them here. In many ways, many on-chain metrics, market structure, and investor behavior patterns are dotting the I's and crossing the T's for a textbook bear market floor. A principal piece which is missing is duration, of which history would suggest there may be several months still ahead before a full recovery. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analytics platform that we are likely to see a bottom, which would ultimately mean a double bottom as we've already hit 17,500. And do you feel we are potentially near that this double bottom can occur in the fourth quarter of this year of 2022, or even potentially in the first quarter of 2023? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. With that being shared, next we're going to be digging into some XRP charts and sharing what's going on with XRP, as it has been one of the most recently bullish cryptos in the crypto ecosystem due to its ongoing battle with the SEC, as things seem to be coming to a closure, leading in XRP's favor. With that being shared, let's break it down. Popular crypto trader says XRP and one other mid-cap altcoin have the most bullish-looking price action on the market right now. Synonymous trader CryptoCalio tells us 500,000 Twitter followers that currently XRP and smart contract platform Tron have the most promising charts. Quoting him here, it's 2022 and Tron and XRP are the two best-looking crypto charts. Now, looking at Tron versus Bitcoin, Calio says that the pair looks ready for another breakout after successfully breaching a diagonal resistance line. Quoting him here, Tron slash Bitcoin relative strength right now is insane, expecting at least one significant leg higher out of this pennant, which he shares here in this chart. And at the time, Tron is trading at roughly 6 cents, 72% from its all-time high. Insane, right? Being down 72%. While XRP is changing hands at 52 cents, up 16% on the week. And looking at Bitcoin, Calio says that the flagship crypto looks poised for more ranging and possibly with a dip to 19,000 before a bounce back to 20K. And lo and behold, if we look at the charts right now, we're currently at 19,000. So this analyst, Calio, actually hit the nail on the head, quoting him here. Bitcoin with a lackluster Monday open makes this scenario look quite a bit better this morning. And the closely followed analyst says that the markets could remain uneventful for the first half of this week before seeing a significant shift in volatility come Thursday when the CPI data is released. So Thursday is the big day, which is what, 2 more days away. CPI is expected to come in at 8.1%, but a reading substantially higher or lower than forecasted has historically had the potential to move the markets, which we have been witnessing this year. Quoting him here, CPI releases this Thursday, and while that doesn't guarantee a lack of volatility of the interim, it has signaled a fairly reliable pivot each month for market momentum this past year. And Calio points out that the November 2021 CPI reading was a 30-year record high, which also coincided with Bitcoin's all-time high and the beginning of a newly year-long downtrend. And yeah, so there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Calio and how many of you are currently bullish on XRP or Tron. Let me know in the comments right down below, which leads us to our next story of the day, which is my favorite time, the very bullish long-term Bitcoin price predictions. I have two to share with you back to back. One is a $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction by Mark Yusko, and the other is an $800,000 Bitcoin price prediction by Dave the Wave, who has accurately called some previous market bottoms. So this has been this is going to be very interesting to cover. So let's break down this $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Check it out. and that's $250,000 per Bitcoin. Send it. The managing partner of crypto hedge fund, Morgan Creek Digital, is not backing down on his big Bitcoin price prediction. In a new episode of Altcoin Daily, they did an interview in which Yusko says if his prediction from last year of Bitcoin hitting 25,000 in half a decade still stands, and I mean, sorry, let's add another zero to that, 250,000 still stands. According to the hedge fund veteran, Bitcoin skyrocketing to $250,000 per BTC seems easy to him, but notes that the timing is harder. Quoting the analyst here, I absolutely positively believe that Bitcoin is digital gold. I think it is a better form of value storage. I absolutely believe that. Gold, 10 trillion above ground, talking about the market cap. Half of it is in jewelry and chalices. That doesn't count. The monetary value of gold is about 5 trillion. That 5 trillion from Bitcoin's market cap of 400 billion today, that's a 10x. A 10x from here at 20,000 is $200,000. Round it. My number's off a little bit to that $250,000 number. Seems to me to get to 250,000 because you got a few lost or stolen coins, no problem. And he makes a great point as Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin haven't moved since the inception of Bitcoin. We're talking about over 1 million coins there, and potentially millions that are lost and gone forever. So instead of there ever being 21 million Bitcoin in circulation, more likely 16 to 17 million max. Just pointing out the obvious. Now, Yusko also says another way to look at Bitcoin's potential ascent to his massive price target is to take note of Bitcoin's historical performance each time it goes through a halving event. As he points out here, every halving, we had a zero. First halving was $10. Second halving was $100. Third halving was $1,000. And the fourth halving was $10,000. So that means the next halving is $100,000. Send it. Oh boy, I can't wait. 2024 is right around the corner. I mean, I cannot wait. The Morgan Creek Digital executive also points out Bitcoin's exponential growth due to network adoption. Yusko mentions Metcalfe's law, which Raoul Powell commonly refers to and I cover here on the show, which states that the value of the network is proportional to the number of its users. Quoting him here, the idea of the network is more participants, the better. So the longer we go, the more network we have and the more exponential the growth. That's why when you look at pictures of Bitcoin, it always looks like this. It goes way parabolic and then crash and then parabolic and then crash. But if you zoom out, it actually looks like an S-curve. The first 10% happened over 10 years. The next 80% is going to happen over the next decade. And the last 10% over the next 10 years. So it is a 30-year trend. And that's true of every technological innovation. The likelihood that this technology goes away is zero. And to watch this video he did entitled Why Bitcoin and Altcoins Will Explode in 2023, check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know if you agree or disagree with Mark Yusko and his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And when do you feel the King Crypto is likely to reach this multiple six-figure mark? Do you think it can likely occur at the time of the next halving around 2024 to 2025 of next year? Let me know in the comments right down below. With that being shared, now the moment you've all been waiting for, let's break down this $800,000 Bitcoin price prediction. A popular crypto analyst known for calling the Bitcoin May 2021 collapse thinks Bitcoin is en route to 40x gains over the long term. The Solanaist analyst known as Dave the Wave tells his 127,000 Twitter followers that if Bitcoin matches gold's market cap in the future, that will be equal to a surge of about 40x. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, he wrote, how about Bitcoin 40x beats a 10x buy? And in this chart, it shows you over the time, Bitcoin surpassing $800,000 around the time that Bitcoin will be equivalent to the market cap of gold with a market cap of roughly 10 to 15 trillion dollars. Let's check out some of the responses below this. Ari Paul responds, hard to tell with the x-axis labeling cut off, but that basically looks like a 10% return compounded for 40 years. Decent return if Bitcoin volume stays low, in which Dave the Wave responded, over a 20-year period works out to 17% compounded. So there you have it. Now, Bitcoin's market cap is currently sitting near $350 billion and crazy considering we were once over a trillion, and gold's market cap is currently sitting at around 11 trillion at the time of this recording, according to CoinMarketCap, or I should say company's market cap. And according to the crypto analyst, his massive target for BTC's market cap could be achieved in a span of 2 decades. That's right. And Dave the Wave also notes that Bitcoin's moving average convergence divergence, known as the MACD, could soon indicate whether Bitcoin has hit a market bottom. Quoting him here, weekly MACD cross slash printed recent local downtrend now equal to the previous run-up. A monthly close with a strengthening contracting histogram will go some way towards significantly suggesting, if not confirming, a bottom. Now, a MACD is a trend-based momentum indicator that depicts the relationship between two exponential moving averages of an asset and is used by traders to pinpoint reversals. The analyst also says one metric indicates this bear market has already corrected further than the previous one, quoting him here, seeing a few charts comparing nominal declines of bear markets with the current 74% decline seen as falling short of the previous 84% decline. In real terms that measure real value on the logarithmic scale, this correction has actually corrected further over 38%. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Dave the Wave that Bitcoin could potentially reach 40x its current price. And again, doing the math with you right here in the flesh, $20,000 Bitcoin price, give or take where we're at, 40x is an $800,000 Bitcoin price. So let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. With that being said, now let's get into the Q&A. We're going to start in the live chat. So if you have anything to share, I'm going to read it out loud. If you have any questions, you can literally ask me anything, and then I'll cover some of the top comments from the previous episode as well before we do the big finish and wrap up. So with that being shared, let's check out some of the live comments right here. It says, going higher. Ellen, absolutely, we're going to be going higher in the future. We have Du Hanks wrote, Guy, what is your high prediction until 2025? I think 2025, a six-figure Bitcoin price is inevitable. I firmly believe that stock the flow is analysis right now that Plan B recently shared that between 2024 to 2025 is when we witness a six-figure Bitcoin price. I don't see us reaching a new all-time high anytime soon this year or next year. I think we can potentially return to 40 or 50,000 next year, but I don't see us hitting a new all-time high until the next halving. I think the cyclical four-year cycle is still present and intact, but I'd love to know your opinion as well. Bring facts, late, but I am here. Better late than never, fam. Goodbye to 20,000 in 2022, says BitBud. How low do you feel we go, BitBud? Let me know. Where do you feel the bottom is likely to be and by what month or quarter of next year? Holla at your boy. Can invest in gold, silver, and Bitcoin? Yeah, as Rich Dad has been saying, invest in gold, silver, Bitcoin. Don't keep your money in fiat. Do not keep your money in the banks. And do not keep your crypto on the exchanges. Trust nobody. Verify everything. Hence Bitcoin. BitBud 2030 plus, how you doing? I am doing great. Good to see you. Jay Fellas, I want to sell all of my crypto and get back in once we flip bullish again. Just be careful. You never know what's going to happen in the market. Only invest what you can afford to lose. And with all great risks come great rewards, and with great rewards come great risks. Dragon Flower, with respect, we are still correlated. Yeah, I think we are as well. I don't think we'll be correlated for long, though. Nico says we should have a bounce soon, but then follow with a larger drop sometime at the end of the year. Okay, some good insights. I think Bitcoin is now separated from stocks, says Ellen. Let me know if you guys agree or disagree with Ellen regarding the correlation. I just know eventually Bitcoin does its own thing, so I like to say Bitcoin is on its own vector. You feel me? And let's do a few more live comments. Get Encored. And if you haven't commented, be sure to drop any sort of comment. You'll get a live shout out here. This is what this section is for. Fake out comments is Jay Fellas. Someone says, what do you think the general sentiment for XRP is in terms of its utility? Love it or hate it. I think it's great for the central banks. I think obviously they already plan to use this, so XRP is not going anywhere. If XRP was going to go somewhere, it wouldn't have survived in the top 10 crypto market cap over the past 2 years with a major lawsuit against the SEC and all the major exchanges in the United States deciding they can't sell it because it could potentially be a security. So that tells me XRP is not going anywhere. I think it has a real use case. However, it's the opposite of Bitcoin. It's the centralized version for the central banks. You know what I mean? Where Bitcoin is decentralized and cannot be controlled by anybody. I appreciate that donation. Says dig in your lifestyle. Hodl be thy name. Thank you, Kevin Opar. Greatly appreciate that tip. It means a lot to me. Bring facts is great. Just growing the ganja. That's what's up. Puff, puff, pass, bro. DCA the Bitcoin and training my dogs. Life is grand. Love the format. Frank Verse says, congratulations on the new show. Greatly appreciate that. Broski, now let's check out some of these comments from yesterday's episode. I like to reward those comments that stick out. Thomas Conover wrote, "Your new streamlined format and visual progress to quickly find everything is amazing. You're soon going to be number one if you keep on improving like this. That's the goal, to become the number one crypto podcast in the world. I'm already the number one daily crypto news podcast, because who else is doing a daily show like this? Nobody." Ecoin wrote, "Aloha JV, good show once again, loving the new 2.0 live format. Lower third is cool, and live comments in the chat give CNA a fresh feel. Appreciate that feedback, family." Gotta show some love here. Sterling Q, "Love this guy, always good vibes and a positive outlook." Thank you, Sterling. Marinos wrote, "Love the new style show, man. Thank you, JV. Too many things, too little time lately, man. Hope you are well and healthy. You are the man. Greatly appreciate that." We have Nate who wrote, "Finally caught your new format. Thumbs up. Just wanted to see if I could write a short post this time. Keep up the great work. As I mentioned the other day, I appreciate all the insights. It means a lot." We have Golan who wrote, "Hey, JV, a huge fan of your crypto insight. Excited for today's show." I appreciate that. Pezza, one of my favorite who comments on every show, wrote, "Well, I made it to the live show number 4. Love the new format. The only bit of version 1 I miss is a little bit of the music at the end. Maybe I can add that back for you, brother." Daniel wrote, "Love the live format, JV. I'm just glad you're digging it." Pezza wrote, "Originality is key to success. JV is an original. We all need to strive to be our true selves. I think hodling Bitcoin alone helps with this. It takes guts and a who dares wins attitude. Well done to all hodlers. You got this." And I'm not going to read each and every comment, but as you can see, I greatly appreciate all the comments and everyone taking the time to drop their thoughts and their feedback during this live format, as it does mean a lot to me. And with that being shared, now let's get into the big finish. I'm going to basically cover everything as quick as possible that we already covered here in today's show to keep it as concise as humanly possible. And with that being shared, here's what we covered in today's show. Bitcoin risk key support, as trader says Bitcoin price bottomed at 17,600. Mikhail Vinay Pop says most likely 2023 will be a markup year towards 40 to 48,000 before a new bull season starts in 2024. Ultimately, these prices are incredible to accumulate on for Bitcoin, and I couldn't agree more. Plan B shares that Bitcoin has been stuck hovering around 20,000 for the past 5 months. And we also discussed breaking news, Google tapping Coinbase to bring crypto payments, the cloud services helping usher in that mass crypto adoption. We also discuss bottom formation in play as Glassnode looks at the state of Bitcoin, as well as accumulate over $300 million in BTC. And we also discuss trader flips bullish on XRP as well as Tron, and says economic data this week to spark crypto market shift. And we also discuss Mark Yusko's bullish $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction despite the current deep correction that we're witnessing in the market. And we also discuss Bitcoin en route to 40x gains, which means an $800,000 Bitcoin price. Send it to the moon. According to analysts who called the May 2021 Bitcoin collapse, we're talking about Dave the Wave, who projects that Bitcoin over the next 20 years will compound at 17%. And as he shares in this chart, Bitcoin will one day hit $800,000 when the market cap is equivalent to that of gold between $10 to $15 trillion. We also took a look at the overall crypto market, and that's that. So I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in as always. If you haven't already subscribed to this channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications, and the greatest compliment you can do is drop a comment, right? Because it helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. With that being shared, don't forget to drop a comment below. I'm going to read out the top comments in tomorrow's episode that were from today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's show. Peace.